This is the final part of a three-part series featuring David Romano, the founder and the president of Benchmark, Inc. He is the educational provider for WFCA University.
I suspect that's an eye-opening situation for a lot of business owners. Benchmarking, for example, you know, perhaps they didn't have a feel for what a particular ratio should be. That's got to be an eye-opening event for them, I would imagine.
Well, it could be. The data's out there. So, I mean, you can find it. You can do these surveys that the WFCA does. You can do it for some of the groups that these folks are in. But my issue with just the benchmarking part of it is it's like, you know, you go to the doctor and they say, look, I'm sorry, but you're really sick. And then they say to you, but I don't know how to fix you. But right here on all the results right here, if you look at it, it tells you you're really sick. Well, I'd rather not know that I'm sick, and I'd rather just live out my life not knowing, right? So what this does is it says, okay, here, this particular part of your body, you're healthy, but this particular part, there's some issues and you are kind of sick, but let me tell you exactly how you can fix it. And even better, there's a bunch of people in the room right here with you that have been sick just like that, and here's how they fixed it. And that's the neat thing, is because now you're talking to your peers who have probably already gone through it that are going to give you advice on how to solve it.
It would seem like business strategy would be the core of all the training that you're offering. I mean, if they get religion from business strategy, it seems like they would gravitate to all the other offerings that you have.
Well, what you get, though, is people that'll say, well, I don't want to go there because I already know how to run my business. So what are they going to teach me that I don't already know? Or I don't want to go there because I'm going to learn all the things that I'm doing wrong and I don't want to change it. So you're going to get folks that believe that, and then you're going to get folks that come and they say, you know what? I'm really frustrated I didn't do this 10 years ago because I can realize now how much I've actually lost out on. Mm-hmm. And those are the people you want to come. But you've got to want the change, David. That's the thing. You've got to want to know that if you find there's a deficiency, that you're going to need to do something about it.
And many work. Do not. Is that the case?
I think some people are afraid of what the change is going to be. I had an owner who went to this camp this week, and he said, look, this is incredible stuff that you know, we've been taught, and I know that it's necessary, but I got to figure out how in the world this is all going to happen when I get back, because I feel really overwhelmed. And I think that's the biggest fear, is people can see that it would do good for them, but they're afraid to do it.
I get it.
Well, but you're either green and growing or you're ripe and rotting. There's no other way.
Well, he was there. That's one thing, I suppose.
He was there.
Now, don't all WFCA members get this benchmarking study, or is that only you elect to, or you elect not to participate?
Well, you can participate for free. So as long as you participate, you get it.
So then all...
And the other thing, too... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No,
go ahead, David.
It would just seem that would be an eye-opening if you were to get one day in the mail the benchmarking study and see where you place along with average retailers. It seems like that would be the best the best possible visual aid to have somebody opt for training.
You would think so, but the truth is it's even easier than that. You log into a website, you enter your data into your own store. It's private. No one else gets it. You don't have to send anything into anybody who's going to look at it, and you generate your reports on your own from your own computer, so there's nothing that's mailed and no one sees your results. But once again, the participation in that survey was minimal at best.
Amazing.
I think the same thing. That's the right word.
Well, it's, I guess, I don't know, if what these people I mentioned earlier, think 5,000 retailers in, say, 8 years, I guess that's not so remarkable. I mean, it's probably the ones that, you know, there's probably 5,000 out there that are really plugged into learning all this stuff, and the rest of them are not and may not be here on down the road.
Well, you know, what's the most disheartening of all of it to me is if you were to go and poll everybody right now, and if you read all the press, which, David, you talk to more people than I ever get to, and you know, you look at Abby and they're screaming about education, and there's nothing more important than training their RSAs, right? You talk to CCA members and they're going to say there's nothing more important than getting our salespeople more honed and better customer service. And you talk to, you know, Vinny and his, you know, group. You talk to Olga and her group, and you talk to, you know, Ron Dunn and his group, and everybody says the same thing. But when it all comes down to it, we're all screaming for education and no one's participating. It's as if they want it, but no one's willing to do it. And I don't get it.
I don't either. That's amazing. Let me ask you about sales. WFSA University is offering sales courses both inside and out, and you're doing this in the camps, and I guess you do this online as well. Isn't that right?
Yeah, there's an online university. It's 46 modules, and it ranges from, you know, how to manage millennials and how to build incentive-based compensation plans if you're an HR person, and how to do interviews and how to find people and how to do exit interviews. And then if you're a merchandiser, it talks about setting optimal inventory levels and pricing strategies and obsolescence plans and open to buys and you know, slotting a showroom floor. And if you're an owner, it talks about building budgets. It talks about advertising budgets. It talks about strategic plans. And if you're a salesperson, it talks about building rapport and greeting customers and qualifying properly and curbing negotiations. So it's a university that's really geared towards teaching the entire organization how to function properly.
And certainly I've been in a lot of stores, and I could say they would certainly profit from something like this. But again, as you said, they don't see the need, I guess.
I'm just hoping they don't know it's there. I'm hoping that it's the fact that we, either benchmarking to the WFCA, didn't do a good job of getting the word out, because if people saw it, and we get the feedback all the time, they love it. And it's easy to, the courses themselves are actually pretty funny. It's got a live actor for parts of each one, and then all the rest of them are animated. So you get entertained. It's cute characters. They play out the scenes, and the actor himself is in every single module, and he's kind of a smart aleck, and these guys get certified. So after each course, you take a quiz, and after a set of courses, you get a certification, whether you're a salesperson or a merchandiser or an owner, and that's one more thing to hang on the wall to show credibility to your customers that you're good.
How about, you had mentioned that some of the camps are not drawing the people that you would like to see. What about the online offerings? I mean, you don't have to leave the store. That would seem to be pretty easy. Are you getting reasonable participation with those?
No. I wish. Once again, I'm hoping that people just don't know that it's there, and we're going to do a different push at it. But every time people log in and take it, I'm telling you, every time we get a phone call saying, this is awesome, where has this been, and we love it. It's just a matter of people knowing that it's there and participating in it.
Well, let's just say that's the biggest need, is just, you know, dispersing this information, letting people know it's out there.
And it's easy to find.
Yeah.
All they need to do is go to the WFCA.university, and you're there. And it'll tell you all about it, and it's really neat. And the camps are out there. And look, the only thing we can do is produce the content and make sure that it's good. And the only thing we can do is continue to offer it and have qualified trainers out there to do it. It's up to the industry. It's up to the individual owners to take advantage of it.
Well,
and I just hope that they do.
I prefer the answer that they just don't know about it, and once they do, you'll have a lot more people in those seats and a lot more people on their computers doing the online version.
Yeah, we hope.
Now,
we really do.
Now, I just saw the camps, and these are all over the country. Name some of the cities where you're holding or will be holding camps.
You know, David, if I was in front of my computer, I would tell you right now, but all I know is when we did the camps, we made sure that we spread it out to where every region of the country was covered for these particular camps, with exception of one, because there's only one business strategy camp, and that's in San Antonio, Texas, and I teach that one, and I'm selfish because I grew up in San Antonio, and I was thinking that I wanted to go to San Antonio because it's a cool city and people would like it. So that's the only one that I picked for selfish reasons. All the rest were geographically chosen.
I got you. Well, here, I've got the list, and I'm looking inside sales: Seattle, Philadelphia, Denver, Houston, Orlando; outside sales, Nashville, Dallas, and as you mentioned, San Antonio for business strategy. Give us one more time what somebody has to do to learn more about this or to get involved with this.
Well, you can go to the new WFC website, which is pretty awesome. So that's WFCA.org, and find out. You can go to our website, which is B as in boy, MARKINC, so bmarkinc.com. You can go to the online university at WFCA.university. We send out email blasts the industry every couple weeks with shocking truths, and we do challenges, and then we just promote the university. So they just need to take the time to click on it and read it and see if it's worth it. And if it's not worth it, we welcome a phone call or an email where somebody says, "Are you crazy? What are you doing? You know, doing it not in more cities than that, or why are you charging that fee, or why aren't you charging more for it, or it should be one day and not 2 days." We are more than open to suggestions. We would just like people to give it a shot or read it and go or give us another idea of how to do it differently.
I hear you.
Well, we just want to help.
Well, David, you're doing an amazing service here, and I just hope more people, as we go forward, are going to understand this and learn about it, and more than that, respond to it. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, David.
We've been talking with David Romano. He is the founder of Benchmark Inc. He is the educational provider for the WFCA University, and this is Floor Radio.